lifetime, but I find there's a lot, quite a few more meanings to the word queer.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I just can't explain it, but then there's this, a queer thing happened.
Uh-huh.
See what I mean? That's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then...
Then homosexual?
Then a homosexual would be referred, well, used to be referred as a queer, and that's the thing about it. I don't know that why they tacked that word on to a homosexual, but they did. But the way they were most, where queer was concerned, that was a queer thing that happened.
Mm-hmm. It's meaning peculiar.
Peculiar. Mm-hmm. Queer means peculiar, actually. Mm-hmm. And so I don't see how why they tacked that onto it. Of course, I don't know where they got the homosexual either. So I wonder.
Has the word homosexual, has the word queer meant homosexual ever since you were small?
Well, that's...
Or would you know?
Well, now I don't know whether homosexual actually replaces the queer part. Actually, I don't know that, because I'd rather not talk about
mm-hmm.
it.
Someone who makes up his own mind and then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things his way and he's not going to...
Stubborn.
Huh?
Stubborn.
What else could you call him?
Hard-headed.
And say something that happened to embarrass someone. You say, well, now you better not tease him about that because he's still a little bit...
Touchy.
Okay. And you say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
Well, I'm not going to tell you what I'd say, but...
If he lost his temper, you'd say he was pretty...
Well, all I could say, he just lost control of his temper.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it like the Coonies would down in Louisiana. They'd say he lost his temper plumb.
Once he lost his temper, you'd say he was what? If he wasn't speaking to you, he'd be...
I don't know. I'd say he's still mad at me.
Okay. And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them, now just...
Try to control your temper.
Or just keep...
Keep calm.
And if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
I'd say I'm very tired.
Any other ways of saying that?
Well, fatigue would be the proper name for it, but tired is you'd be more apt to say I'm tired.
Uh-huh. Well, you say I'm just...
I had a hard day or something.
Mm-hmm. Or you could say I'm completely
worn out.
And if a person had been well, then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they what, sick? When was it that they... Were you getting tired now? Did you want...
You know, I'm just trying to... think an answer for that. Give me that question again.
If a person had been well and then suddenly you hear that they have some disease, you'd say, well, the last time I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they...
They were in good health.
Uh-huh. And you'd ask, when was it that the person...
When did he develop this?
Okay.
Whatever it is, what his mm-hmm. problem was.
You'd say, he came home... early today.